This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Melissa Bastos is Director of Market Research at Cotton Incorporated.
62% of women say they love or enjoy shopping for clothing, and that was in 2008. And it's remained 62% in 2020, just last year. So it's remained steady that the majority of women do love and enjoy shopping for clothing, even though they may have a preference for shopping for groceries. And for men, we actually see a significant increase in the percent who have taken an interest in shopping for clothing. It's gone from 27% up to 45% who say they love or enjoy shopping. So this is an important statistic for us to understand. We have seen men take more of an interest. So that's important for us to share with the company internally, especially to the consumer marketing group, when they're focusing on the advertising and other types of promotions on the end consumer. We know that men now need to be included in that. And we have, over the past several years, included men to be about 30% of the target market for advertising. But what we also know is if we look at the total dollars spent on clothing, about 60% of those dollars are spent on women's clothing, where we also see a lower share of cotton content. So they are the focus. Women are the focus for clothing. But certainly we understand men enjoy clothing too, and we want to make sure that we're influencing everyone and making certain that cotton is top of mind and that it's the product they want to purchase.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.